My name is Tracy. I'm an addict. And I'd like to thank the committee for considering me to speak and to speak on this topic. And this is like my favorite topic, really. The third tradition, reminding us to keep the only requirement for membership is a desire to stop using. And I got real nervous all of a sudden. I've only been nervous like all morning, right? I walked all the way up this hill trying to get the anxiety off, you know. And now I see I got running. It's like, I don't think so. He just don't know. But the desire to stop using is the only requirement. I'm really like waiting on God to kick in, okay? And of course, I know I'm speaking on this, so, you know, it's like, okay, I don't want to play it in my head, so I said, well, I'll go to a meeting every day this week and, you know, make sure that I carry the message and not the mess. And every meeting I went to, that, you know, this third tradition was what they was talking about. So it's real good. I got a good feel of what the fellowship feels about it. And also what our literature says about it. But I need to start with, you know, the desire. And one of our readings say, you know, that we could, that's part of the promise. That's part of the promise of this program, that we could lose the desire to use drugs and find a new way to live. And then we, you know, my God, I found a God here in this fellowship, and my God will give me the desires of my heart, you know. And so I just need to get my heart right. And because I'm the addict that I am, you know, it's like if they say go right, I go left. If they say go left, I go right. The God of my understanding tends to make me want, you know, find ways to make me want me have the desire to do something better for myself. You know, walking up that hill had two folds. You know, I've been saying I wanted to quit smoking. And this is direct, just like the disease, you know. I've been saying I want to quit smoking, cigarettes, and I, you know, just haven't been successful with that. But the God of my understanding is real funny, you know. He put some people in my life to say, okay, let's row, like row boats, you know. I'm like, okay, that sounds like it looks easy. I could do that, right? Only thing is that they row for like 2 hours. And if you smoke, trying to do some physical activity for 2 hours, y'all, I'd be bogging out your head. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it gave me a good, you know, like a good example that, you know, he'll give me the desires of my heart. And, so I've been exercising. So I went and had breakfast, and instead of trying to smoke that first cigarette right after eating, I walked up the hill. Well, you know, of course it wasn't like I was going to do it because I wanted to quit smoking. So the God of my understanding had given me enough anxiety about speaking that I'd be willing to walk up that hill, you know, to work off the anxiety or do something different. If they had told me that I had to qualify to be a member here with anything other than the pain that I had when I came in these rooms, I wouldn't have qualified. You know, because that's all I had was the pain and the dereliction of this disease. I ain't had no money, I ain't had no family, I ain't had no credentials, I ain't had nothing, okay? Barely had the clothes on my back, because I think what I had on, I had borrowed, you know. It's, you know, this came right in line for me with, you know, people just accepted me, you know. And they, like, just hugged me and gave me a cup of coffee. And then they kind of gave me a GSR position. And they gave me a home group, you know. And when I first came around, you didn't have to ask. You know, if you walked in the door, there was people standing there waiting to, you know, to be your sponsor, waiting to be, you know, like, sit down, this your sponsor until you know what to do, da 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 da. They kind of just pushed you along, you know. And they used to dress it up and say that that we was holding on to people's shirt tails, you know, or sitting in people's pockets. But real and real, they was pushing us along. You know, they didn't ask you if you wanted to do something. You know, they said, okay, you're the GSR, meet us here at 1 o'clock. And, you know, you just did it, you know. And I was so desperate at the time. I'd have stood on my head right here up against this pole if they had told me to. Well, the day after some time, you know, I have to look at that requirement for the people that's coming behind me. And sometimes that can be a controversial issue. And I'm not, I like controversy. You know, I like chaos. I'm an addict. I used for over 30 years. By the time I got to high school, I was a full-blown addict. So by the time I reached these fellowship at 30, you know, I had 20-something years of using before I even got here. But, you know, it's the desire to stop. The desire is about acceptance, and I got to accept you. And the reason, the way for me to accept you is by being okay with me. And the last meeting I went to, you know, and I said I had went to all these meetings. The last meeting I went to was about the self-acceptance IP, you know. And it was talking about, you know, we come in here and we depend on other people. To, you know, they love us until we can love ourselves, rather. And we have to accept ourselves before we can accept others. And then I started thinking about that, you know, and it's like the newcomers, I don't like the newcomers because they look like me. They remind me of the stuff that I do. You know, they remind me of the insanity that I was in. The stuff that I don't like about me, they put in my face. You know? And, the more I can work on my steps and get better with that, the more I can accept you for who you are. The more I can accept me that I'm who I am, the more I can accept you for who you are. Because we're reflections of each other. You know, we just kind of bounce off each other, you know. And so when I get agitated with that. And things change, you know. And of course, the addict I am, I don't never want nothing to change. I want it to remain the same for always, you know. I just want to stay. I don't want it to change. I want it to be the way it was 20 years ago, you know. And that's just another facet of my disease because, you know, like in my mind, I'm still 19, you know. I'm still, you know, I still think like I'm 19. You know, sometimes I act like I'm 19, unfortunately. Because, you know, I look like a real fool being 50 acting like I'm 19. So that change is hard. And so when in this fellowship it changes, you know, I don't want to do that, you know. But I have to remember that, you know, it's not measurable. I can't measure your desire. You can't measure my desire. But because we both walked up here together, you know, that's enough desire. That's enough for me to hug you. That's enough for me to say, my name is Tracy. What's your name? You know, and sit here. It's enough for me to say, you know what? I don't really know you, but I hurt. It's enough, you know. And when I just act on those desires and recognize that little bit that you had a desire to be here, it works. It works. I get out the way. So that tradition is real good. I want to share one more point about that. You know, for me, the step is about working on the inside of me, and the tradition is about working on the outside of me. I try to incorporate them. And for me, they do kind of work. You know, the first step and the first tradition, and the third step and the third tradition. And it's like, you know, the third step say, you know, that I'm trying to turn my will over, you know. And then the third tradition is saying, you know, I'm trying to focus on my desire. Where is my desire going, and what is that? I just think that, you know, that works for me. That's just how I see it. And with that, I'm done. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Flawed, and I'm an addict. Hi, Floyd. A.K.A. Floyd. Okay. Got that on. I'm just going to ask for one moment of silence so that my heart powerful. Okay, for me, in working, see, I can't talk about steps without, talk about traditions without talking about steps, and for me, I work the steps with the traditions, and as I work the steps and traditions, and I do know that they go together. It's not, I think that they go together, I know they go together. I know that the third tradition tells me that the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. So, in doing my fourth step, so if I look at my third step, my third tradition, which tells me the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using, and then I go into doing my fourth step, which asks me to do a searching and fearless moral inventory of myself, which there is a lot of fear. And a lot of times when I was doing that step, I went through like, well, I'm not worthy, I shouldn't be here, blah, 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 blah. You know, that's when this tradition like really kicks in for me as a personal level. That's when this tradition kicks in for me. That's when that tradition tells me, guess what? You got to look back, you got to say, the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. Do you have that desire to stop using? Yes, that's why I am doing this step. You know, so that helped me to stay here, and that helped me because I went through a lot of pain in doing that step. So that helped me to stay here. And any time in my recovery when I'm doing steps, because I tend to feel my steps, I live my steps. You know, so I live the pain all over again. This tradition helps me live my life because it helps me to know that the only requirement for membership is that desire. And as long as I have that desire, I am right where I need to be. And that's here. You know, and it talks about the desire to stop using. You know what? I came in and out and in and out. I didn't come in here the first time and get this program. You know, I had to go back out and beat myself up a few times, you know, and a few more times and a few more times. And if I didn't have this tradition to sit back on, I'd still be out there and I might be dead like everybody else that I used with. Right. So, you know. The thing for me in being here for a little while is that the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. And I like what it says in the Works How and Why, where it says as somebody who has been here, it is not up to me to judge what desire you have. I don't know what desire you have. Hell, I didn't even know what desire I had when I got here. I just knew that, like, when I got here, I wanted to stop. I didn't want to continue. You know, I didn't know that that was desire. You know, it didn't become desire until I stopped using for a while. You know, so, and then, like, when I, every time that I came in and I would hear in the background, well, how long are you going to stay this time, blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, here you are again. You know, that's not working this tradition. You know, so, like, when I heard that and I was somebody coming in and out, and it was like, how long are you going to be here this time? Fuck you, I'm leaving now. You know, because you just gave me that excuse to do that. You know, and I used excuses to use all the time. You know, so, like, when I came in this time, it was like, I heard that from somebody who had, like, 10 years experience. How long are you going to be here this time? You know what? It felt, like, really good for me to say, you know what? I've been here for 18 months. Where the fuck have you been? You know? And I'm sorry, I swear. Oh, well, can't help that. That's part of me. It's about acceptance. You accept me for who I am, I'm not changing. You know what I mean? Been there, gonna always be there. You know what I mean? So, like, I try not to, and every time I try not to, I do. So it's best if I just go on with the flow. You know? And, so the only requirement for membership is that desire to stop using. You know what? And I go through this a lot, and it's like, this is one of those traditions that I have to continue to work on a daily basis. I have to continue to work. You know, I have to continue to work this with sponsees. I have to continue to work this with sponsors. I have to continue to work this with new people who come into the room. I have to continue to work this with people who relapse. See, because I have to remember. You know, because recovery for me is about remembering where I came from. And I have to remember how I felt when I walked in a room after going out and after being here and going back out and hearing those words. How long are you going to be here this time? Oh, there you go again. See, you didn't do this, this, and this. And you didn't do that, that, and that. I knew you were going to do that. You know, it's not me. It's not mine to tell you that I knew you were going to do that. You know what I mean? It's mine to be here and love you while you are here. You know what I mean? And there I go. And that's what I love about this tradition. I love about this tradition is this tradition helps me to do that unconditional love that it talks about all through Narcotics Anonymous. You know what? If I'm sitting out there and if somebody's coming in and I'm judging how much desire they have, I don't have unconditional love. Guess what? You cannot have unconditional love and have judgment. If there's judgment, there's not unconditional. You know? I know that I'm an addict, and I know that I am capable of picking up and using any day. You know? It doesn't matter that I've been here for 15 fucking years. You know? It doesn't matter, because today I got today. You know? And any given day I can make that choice to go. You know, but I do want to know that if I ever do go out there, and I have that desire, I can come back here and I will be welcomed and loved. You know what I mean? Because this is home. You cannot call this home if I'm not welcomed when I fall. If I'm not welcomed when I fall and have you to lean on. You know what I mean? Not to use, not to manipulate, to lean on if you want to stay clean. You know, if you have that desire. I'm nobody to judge your desire. Hell, I can't even judge my desire on a daily basis. You know what? Today I don't desire to use, or I wouldn't be here. That's my desire for today. You know, and every day I wake up and I go to bed, and I'm grateful that I had that desire not to use today. You know? And it says the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. Because you guess what? We don't pay dues. We don't pay initiation fees. We don't pay any of that. The only requirement is that desire to stop using. Now, once I have that desire and I come in here, it's about doing some damn work. You know, it's about doing some damn changes. Because I can't just sit here and say, you know what, I got the desire, but I'm going to remain the way that I am. You know? At some point in time, it comes with, okay, I have the desire, now it's time to start working. Because that's how I keep that desire, is working. That's how I keep that desire, work these steps. And the only requirement for membership is the desire to stop using. I am a member when I say I am a member. I am a member when I say I have the desire. You know? And I can't say that I'm always like, okay, I'm always like when somebody comes in, oh yeah, they're going to stay clean. Oh yeah, they got the desire. Sometimes I sit there and say, they ain't staying. They ain't going to stay. But I ain't saying it to anybody else. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not going out there and like, oh, to so-and-so, this one's not going to stay, this one's not going to stay, that one's not going to stay. You know what? Because I learned a long time ago, like, I worked in a rehab, a long time ago, and it was like, the one person that was in this rehab, I kept saying, you are not going to stay clean. You are not going to stay clean. And he said, yes, I am. I have that desire. You are not going to stay clean because you just don't do anything right. Well, you don't do it the way that I think you should fucking do it. So you don't do anything right. Just because I think you should do it doesn't mean that that's the only way to do it. You know, so I said to him, you ain't going to stay clean. You're never going to stay clean. You know what? I see him today at function. Today, he got 7 years clean. And I said that he was never going to stay clean. You know? And it was like, and when I see him today at function, it's like, wow, you really helped me out. You know? Meanwhile, I was sitting there judging him. You know? So it's like, God will work even through my judges. You know? It's not up to me. I don't decide who gets clean and who stays clean. I don't decide that you're working a program that the way that I think you should work the program. I don't decide that my way is your way and that's the way, that's the only way and that's the way you should do it. You know? And I do have a problem with that because I think my way is the only way. You know? Because it works for me. It'll work for you. You know, and then I use that line, well, if you want what I have, then you'll do what I did. You know? But that's not necessarily true. You know, you don't have to do it the way that I do it, you know, to want what I have. To want what I have is you want that time. You want that recovery. You want what I gain through working steps and tradition. You want that. It doesn't mean that you necessarily have to walk that same freaking path that I walked. You know, it means that you have your own path to walk. You know, and me as somebody who's being there, I'm there to help you, to guide you through that. You know, sometimes I have to make my own mistakes, you know, in order to grow, in order to know, you know, because there's a lot of times like when I came in and out, and like when I was here for a little while and I worked at 11 steps, and I felt that freedom. When it talks about freedom, I felt it for the first time in my life. I felt it. I was not imprisoned in myself. You know, and when I said to my sponsor the one time, why didn't you tell me that the high that I was looking for was right here? Why didn't you tell me that? You know? She said, I did, Claude, as you were walking out the door. You wasn't listening. See, so I had to have my own path. I had to walk my own path. You know, so like when they told me, like if you go out and you hang out with people, places, and the things you're going to use, no, you'll use, I'm not going to use. Guess what? I had to go through that. You know, some things you can learn from my experiences, and some things you just can hear my experience, but you have to do them yourself. You have to live them yourself. You know? And that's what the desire is for me. You know? I come to that desire. That desire isn't just there. It's like I don't come in here and okay, all of a sudden I got all this desire. You know what? I went out, came back in, and I didn't have the desire until I went out there about 20 million times. And so I got so beat up at the end, and I said, God, please take me out of this. And it wasn't, God, please take me out of this, take me to Narcotics Anonymous. It was, God, please let me die. That's where my desire came from. My desire came from the hopelessness and the degradation. That's what builds my desire. And if I don't have that desire, if I don't have that desire, then I'm going to keep going. You know? I am nobody to judge when your desire comes and when you have it and how long you're going to be here. If you're here, that's good enough for me. I'll help you while you're here. If you decide to go back up, I'm going to be here when you get back. And I'm going to be here with open arms. And I'm going to hug you. Am I going to talk about you? Probably. I'm going to be perfectly honest. Probably. I'm going to say you're a fucking asshole. You went out there and used. I'm going to say to your face, You know, I'm not going to go to this one and this one and this one. I don't subscribe to the NA Gazette, never have, never will. You got something to say, say it to me. You want to know something about me? Ask me, because I'll tell you. I have no problem telling anybody about me. Honestly. I have no problem being honest with myself. I have no problem hearing what you have to say about me. And I'll look at it. And if it needs change, then I guess we'll work on changing it. Isn't that? And guess what? Go work with that for your sponsor. You know? So that's what I did. You know? And it's about desire. It's about continuing that desire. It's about that desire growing in me, even after being here for a while. I have to still have that desire. I have to have that desire on a daily basis to get up, stay clean, and live another life. Live another day. Go through life on life's terms when I don't really want to. When it's like, I've been here so long, why do I still have to do this? You know, I have to hold on to that desire. That's what keeps me clean. You know? And sometimes when somebody comes in and I don't have that desire and they have that desire, I have to hold on to their desire. You know what? They got this desire. And if I hold on to their desire, my desire will come back and it will grow. You know? That's the only requirement, is that desire. And so, as long as I got that, I'm right where I need to be. Desire is work for me. Desire is part of that first step. It's getting to that first step. Desire is part of that how to program. So do these steps and traditions go together? Yes, they do. Because I hear a lot of people say, the steps are for me to help me work on me. The traditions are to keep me from killing me. Guess what? The traditions are to keep me from killing myself. To keep me from killing myself spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. Even in these rooms. You know what I mean? On any given day, because I've been here for a while, and I've been with time, and I've been there, and I wanted to die. And using was not an option, but guess what? Fucking killing myself was. You know? But I had that desire. The desire came out. The desire to live. The desire to live the life that I was living and go through it and know that it would be okay. Because that's what this tradition tells me, is the desire. With the desire, I can start. With the desire, I can live to live another day. With the desire, I can make it to the other end. And that's the only requirement that I have. You know what? I don't have to come in here and please anybody. I don't have to come in here and please you. I don't have to come in here and please anybody. I just have to come in here and do the best job that I can do on me. I just have to come in here and do the next right thing for me. You know? I don't have to make you happy. I'm not into people pleasing today. You know what? I am who I am. You are who you are. You accept me for who I am, I will accept you for who you are. You know? It ain't about trying to change you and make you the way that I think you should be. Because then, therefore, you're not the person that you need to be. You know? And as a sponsor, it's not about that. You need to be the person that you need to be. You need to build on your own desire. You need to walk your own path. You need to find your own. You need to make your own mistakes. You need to learn from your own mistakes, and you need to do your own growing. I'm just the vessel to help you go through that and to keep you up. Like my sponsor, when I first got clean, it was like she was keeping me up, walking me, pushing me from behind, because I had that desire, so she could do that. She was taking that desire, and she was pushing me, and she was walking, and she was behind me. And she was pushing me, and she was pushing me. You know what? We just had a retreat, and she just spoke, and I haven't seen her for like a long time. But that relationship that I built with her, that desire that I shared with her, that growth that I had, and when she helped me to make the desire and grow from the desire, that was still there. That bond was still there, and that's a bond that will never be broken. It was still there. The unconditional love was still there. She still loved me for who I was and who I am. You know? And she's seen the desire, and she's seen it grow. You know? And that's what I have to give back. You know, like when I live these steps and I live these traditions, it's about giving it back. I can give the traditions back just like I can give the steps back. I work them all together. It's the same. You know, I don't try to separate it like this is to help me and this is to help you. No, it's all to help me have a better life, to help me in my recovery, to help me to get another day clean. That's what it's about. And I need to start with that desire. You know what, I like how, and just like the steps are in order for a reason. Traditions are in order for a reason. They are in order for a reason. Because if I don't work one in the traditions where it talks about unity, if I'm not working three, there is no one. If I'm not practicing three, there is no one. No matter how many people I have in my week, there is no one. If everybody's walking around judging everybody else's desire, there is no unity. That is the internal and external forces that could destroy us and will destroy us. It's not about judgment. I'm not the judge today. I'm not the prison guard today. I'm another addict trying to help another addict. Not to determine how much desire you have. We're there to see if you have a little light of desire. And if you say you have that little light of desire, we're going to build on that. We're going to build on that. It's the hope. The desire is the hope shot. It's where it starts. It's like seeing somebody with that little bit of desire and it growing and it growing and it growing. And that's what creates your hope shot. And then you see them down the road, and there is your hope spot. Because they had that. I had that. Here is my hope shot. I'm still here. You know? You go through life. You live. You don't use. That's the desire. You know, I love this tradition. Hell, I like all the traditions. You know? But without the other two, before this, if I don't work this, I'm not going to have any of the other ones. I'm not going to have to worry about people governing. I'm not going to have to worry about carrying the message through a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, because there is no message in Narcotics Anonymous meeting if we're judging everybody's desire. The only message we have is judging, prosecution. That's what it tells me when it says me as being, as somebody here with time does not have the right to judge somebody coming in off the street with their desire. That's what it's all about. I'm nobody to judge your desire. I'm here to help you grow. My higher power is a tool and vessel to help you on your journey, like I had people help me on mine. They seen the desire, they seen the light. The hope grew from within. The desire is that spark from a match when you hit it. That's desire. The flame is when it grows, when the hope grows. It burns right there inside. I knew that I had to speak on this topic for a while, and then I seen the other topics, and I was like, oh, I can speak so much better than the other topic. I didn't have to speak on this topic. But you know what? This is my favorite topic. This is my favorite tradition. This is the one that keeps me grounded in today. This is the one that keeps me humble. This is the one that keeps me humbly. And this is the one that keeps me carrying the message. Start there. This is the one that binds that community together. As long as the ties that bind us together are stronger than those that will tear us apart, all will be well. That's all I have.